earth, and sky.
Natural photosynthesis uses natural materials, living materials, and artificial photosynthesis uses man-made materials.
You're listening to Harry Gray, professor of chemistry at Caltech. He's using artificial photosynthesis to make solar fuel cells. Just as plants use sunlight to make their own energy, Gray believes his solar fuel cells could one day create enough fuel from the sun to provide the energy humanity needs.
And so nature has already given us the example of what we must do.
In place of a leaf, Gray's team is building a tiny solar device to capture sunlight. The energy of the sun is used to split water into hydrogen and oxygen to create hydrogen fuel. He said these solar devices could carpet rooftops or operate in the middle of the ocean. They'd be connected to fuel cells that'll convert the solar fuel to energy. But first, Gray said, scientists need to find a way to make the technology less expensive.
This is the challenge right now, is to build a device as good as ones that we've already built that are extremely expensive. We need to build cheap devices, non-toxic devices, made out of earth-abundant materials.
He said he believes these solar fuel cells are still about 20 years away. Our thanks today to the Camille and Henry Dreyfus Foundation. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.